Hello?
Hello, what is your name before we get started, ma'am?
Jessica Walker.
Okay, let's see. The Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will be chairing your hearing, so just hold on.
Okay.
Ms. Walker, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Just want to make sure because we've been having some technical issues today. Just give me one second. Okay, ma'am, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
It's Jessica Marie Walker, 309-268.
Thank you, ma'am. And good afternoon.
Afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed your form on October 13, 2017. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, ma'am?
Yes, I'm representing myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You cannot see us, but we have five voting board members in the hearing room. With us is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for your hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Willie Berry, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Ms. Walker, Mr. Oliveri, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Walker, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Again, this is only the first phase of the hearing. I will read from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed, or probably about to lapse, in a criminal ways or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition 12A. As demonstrated by your failure to report to the Northeast Parole Office at 801 South 16th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, within 1 day of your release by 9 o'clock a.m. for initial intake with Parole Officer Sandra Nace or Duty Officer of the Day on or about June 21st, 2016. You were actively avoiding supervision, thus an absconder from supervision. Ms. Walker, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, ma'am. Based on Ms. Walker's admission, I move to find her delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision, inasmuch that she has been on abscond status or was on abscond status since June 2016, and that she may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Just 1 second, Ms. Walker, and we'll continue with the second phase of the hearing.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to move to phase two. During this phase, you will have a chance to speak with the board in detail. During the phase, we will determine if your supervision will be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Oliveri is going to give us additional background information. We will come back to you momentarily, so if you'll just remain on the phone, Ms. Walker. Mr. Oliveri is going to read the background. Mr. Oliveri.
Mr. Walker was released from the Department of Corrections on June 21st of 2016. She was arrested on September 27th of 2017 by Phoenix PD on our absconder warrant only, returned back to DOC custody that same day. She has 463 days abscond. Her projected supervision end date will be on January 6th of 2018. Current conviction, 2012, trafficking in stolen property, 7 months. There are no prior convictions noted. She has only one term with ABC. CU and IR scores are a 2-1, mental health score of a 2, and a substance abuse score of a 2. There is no STG gang information noted. There are no prior terms of supervision. There is no disciplinary history. There is no other arrests noted. And her community risk level is a G1 V1.
Thank you, Mr. O'Leary. Back to you. Ms. Walker.
Is it my turn?
Yes, it is. Just give me 1 second. I was reviewing my notes very quickly. Ms. Walker, I'm going to do a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from ASPC Perryville with an approved placement to TLC Sunny Slope in Phoenix, Arizona. You failed to report to the parole office to complete your intake or establish your residence. You absconded before there was any reported employment, so for the time that you were missing from community supervision, were you working at all?
Okay, what?
Working, ma'am.
Yes.
So what were you doing?
Heroin.
Thank you for being honest with the board about your drug use, but did you have employment at all?
Oh, employment. I'm sorry, I can barely hear. I was working on and off.
I'm going to hold the microphone closer to my mouth. We have these lapel mics. Am I clearer to you now?
Yeah.
Okay. So you said it was hard to hear me. What did you say about your work status?
I was working on and off. I was selling things online with my mom. It wasn't for any business or anything.
Thank you. We have no programming notes because you absconded before intake or residing at TLC. So I'll begin by asking, just give me 1 second here. What were you doing for the 463 days that you were on abscond status or missing from community supervision?
I relapsed, and the whole time I was out, like, time didn't kind of even exist to me. Like, I didn't even realize I had been gone that long.
Well, that certainly speaks to how strong heroin addiction is. You said you were doing heroin?
Yes.
Have you detoxed?
Yes.
When was the last time you used heroin, ma'am?
September 26th.
Well, that's fairly recent. Did you go through detoxification inside Perryville?
Yes.
Are you feeling better now?
Am I what?
Feeling better.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, I've also started going to meetings here.
Just 1 second, ma'am. I wrote my notes in the wrong page, that's why I'm a little disoriented right now. What were you doing when the Phoenix PD made contact with you? It seems that they were the ones who took you back into custody. How did they make contact?
I was over at a friend's house and they showed up.
Did they show up because of you or was there something going on at the house?
I think they showed up because of me. There was nothing going on.
Why did you disappear from community supervision so long and not maintain any contact with your parole officer?
Because after that first day that I didn't check in, I was scared. I was scared.
Well, I recognize that, one second, that you're only 30 years old. It sounds like you have a very limited history in the correction system. You heard your own history read back to us. You've only been in DOC once. You didn't have an extensive criminal history, so it would sound like, at least to the best of my understanding, that a large part of your problems have to do with heroin addiction.
Right.
How is, are you attending NA classes inside?
Yeah, I started going to NA meetings here. I also started reading the books. And I want to continue doing that. I like the 12-step program. Also, I'd be willing to go to a rehab.
I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any follow-up questions for you now. Hearing no questions from my fellow board members, Ms. Walker, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Would you like to give a final statement before the board goes into discussion? Really ask that you don't repeat yourself. But
yes.
This is your hearing, and is there anything you'd like to share? Go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, I would.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Can I go ahead now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I wrote something up because I get nervous.
Understood.
says, nothing I can tell you today can excuse my actions of the past. That is something I have internally struggled with. All I can do today is offer you an explanation, shine some of my light, and hopefully, at least while I have your attention, I become more than ADC number 309268. I'm Jessica Mary Walker, 30-year-old mother, daughter, sister, and student of this world we live in. I continue to grow and learn every day. I have learned how to say no and to not associate with others that don't want the same things as me. I take the most good I can from this, and I always see the brighter side of things. And mostly, I've learned what I want, and that is maybe a girl back in my life. I need her almost as much as she needs me, and every day I sit away from her, it hurts me more thinking of the pain that I've caused her. To me, she is the ultimate victim of my actions. In the summer of 2012, I felt invincible to a fault. That summer is when I was charged with trafficking stolen property. And when I made the biggest mistake of my life, which ultimately brought me here to DOC. In retrospect, if I would have known the grand scale of the consequences for my actions of that night, I would have never done it. As a result, I have hit an absolute rock bottom. I've lost everything. Most importantly, I lost my heart, my love, my light, my daughter, Gwenny. Needless to say, I'm more than regretful and remorseful for my crime. I don't have an excuse good enough for you today that warrants well enough reason for absconding and violating parole. The day I was released in June 2016 was the day I relapsed. From then on, I was burying myself deeper and deeper, trying to forget and numb myself to the painful things in my life. The whole time I disappeared off paper, time did not exist to me. I will admit to you, I have a problem with drugs. I've always thought that anyone with a drug or alcohol problem could just stop, that it was a matter of free will and willpower. But I started reading Alcoholics Anonymous and learned that it's a disease, and every day for the rest of my life would be a struggle to stay clean and sober one day at a time. I'm not here long enough for any programs they offer at Perry Will, so I proactively come to you to plead for my reinstatement to parole to give me a second chance. I want to take advantage of all the opportunities and assistance parole has to offer to steer me in the right direction. I would like to go to meetings, I'm willing to go to a rehab. My ultimate goal at the end is getting my life back with my daughter. Regardless of her decision today, I intend to stay clean and sober, grow and change for the better so I can truly live life. So I'm putting myself out there and asking for help on my way. Because there's hope for me, there's hope for all of us. Because there's grace for all of us. None of us is so sinful we cannot find redemption, forgiveness, and renewal.
Is that the end of your statement, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that beautiful statement, and I certainly hear the remorse and accountability in your words. The board is going into into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, Ms. Walker, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to a vote. So if you'll just remain on the phone and remain quiet for a little while, you can listen to our discussion, and we will come back to you shortly with our decision.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I do appreciate Ms. Walker's honesty, and she gave a very good statement. I could see why she wanted to write that down. I think it really helped her get in all the major points that she wanted to make to the board. And I certainly have empathy for her situation, especially regarding her daughter, but I think what we're really confronted with is a very adult decision, and that is that she absconded from supervision for over 400 days and was pretty much time out of mind, struggling with a heroin addiction. And this is not a question I asked her, but I know that it sounds like her original charge was for trafficking stolen property, and I'm just going to make a guess that it probably had something to do with funding her drug addiction, which is a cycle that we see over and over again. So I will kind of say this much. She has less than 2 months left in the correction system, and that's less than 2 months in the face of having absconded from community supervision for over 400 days. I think this time would be best served, especially with her barely detoxing really a matter of weeks ago, but in September of 2017, and taking advantage of whatever group therapy, NA, or programs that are available inside the system. I heard her plea for treatment and assistance, but she just does not have that much time left on the books, I think that the time would be best served with her preparing for her return to the community, for planning for dealing with her drug addiction, and when she comes out, she'll be free and clear with community supervision or a parole officer, and she can pursue her own will. And that's where I'd like to begin the discussion. Hearing no further input from my colleagues, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information in warrant number 2016W2100, our discussion with Ms. Walker, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as she was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal laser company.
Second.
So, okay, Ms. Walker, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about January 6, 2018. Again, that's less than 2 months away. Please do not take this as a negative. For the amount of time that you're missing from community supervision, that's very little time left on your flat sentence. You'll be free and clear when you come out. Again, you can pursue your own interests and will, and we certainly hope that you stick to the plan of pursuing a drug-free lifestyle. We want to see you succeed when you return to the community in January. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and thank you for appearing before this board, Ms. Walker.
Thank you.
Oh, could you give the phone back to your CO3, please?
Okay.